From Shane Pinata, I'm Colleen Thomas. This is Everyday Magic for Ukraine. Today, we will walk barefoot on the earth. Welcome to The Circle. So today all you need, if you have one or you have access to one, is a patch of grass. This is one where you might need to use your imagination if you don't actually have one. You could hold a plant. You could look at a plant. You could remember the last time you sat on the earth. You can picture your favorite place to sit on the earth and really, really bring yourself present in that place. But before we get there, let's get present. So if it feels comfortable to you, I invite you to close your eyes for just a few minutes and find a way to clear out the center of your head so that you're not seeing anything, so that it's just darkness, just plain kind of nothingness. And once you've reached a place of just kind of quiet nothingness, I invite you to open your eyes again and look with new eyes at the space you're in. What is around you? Are there people near you? Are there many colors? How is the light falling? Where's the light coming from? What shadows do you see? What do you hear? How far away is that thing that you hear? Can you hear more than one thing at a time? And try again closing your eyes and seeing how the sounds maybe land a little differently with your eyes closed. Can you hear more sounds now? And from this place of noticing, I invite you to take a breath. So let's do a little grounding, connecting down through the floor or the earth beneath you until you reach the center of the planet. Finding your groundedness. And if you feel anything in your way of connecting down, just acknowledge it and see if it would be willing to step aside for a moment so you can actually make that connection. Just because we're grounded doesn't mean we won't be able to do all the things. In fact, it means we will be able to do all the things much better, much more efficiently, and with much less wasted time. So if grounding feels like a silly thing to do, a superfluous thing to do, see if you can make it work for you. I would love for you to do a little listening now at the level of your first chakra at the base of your spine, that elemental red chakra, one of the first ones that opens for us when we're born and we're embodied, the chakra that calls on us to have food, shelter, clothing, basic survival, something in our bank account if possible, those kinds of things, that really grounded, essential chakra, the first chakra. Feeling into your first chakra, the base of your spine, allowing anything you don't need to release. It might release down, it might release forward or backward. Just letting it release. Finding your strength, finding your core at that level of the first chakra. And maybe now bring yourself onto that patch of grass. If you're near it and you're not already sitting on it, go out there and sit on it. If you're imagining it, just picture it very clearly, a patch of very even, very soft grass. Allow yourself to just rest. Rest on this grass. Allowing your first chakra to actually make that connection physically or energetically with the crust of the earth. Sitting on the earth is one of the most healing things we can do. Walking barefoot, I think, is a close second. Both of these are ways that we ground ourselves and we calm ourselves, and I think we remember that we are of the earth. The earth body is our body. Just feeling into that resonance, that connection, that kinship. And now that you're connected, see what that conversation is. Find that wordless communication with this big, gorgeous planet we're sitting on. See what she has to say to you. Just feel the pull. Feel the communication. Let whatever needs to happen, happen. And when this process feels complete, you can give your deepest thanks down into the earth. A wonderful way to do that is to put your palms down on the earth and send your love down through your palms, comes out of your heart and goes down your arms and out your palms. And I invite you to take a breath with me as we transition back. May we remember we are of the earth. We are of the mother. And she is always here, ready to connect. May it be so. Thank you so much for being with us today. Your presence, your energy, and your heart make all the difference in healing our world. Remember to breathe today. Breathe and expand. And I hope you join us again next time. Please consider inviting a friend. Our music is by Terry Hughes. I'm Colleen Thomas. Thanks for listening.